Let's read together 2 Chronicles chapter 6. In this chapter, we have Solomon's address to the nation and his prayer for the nation on the occasion of the dedication of the newly built temple in Jerusalem. Let's begin by reading the first 11 verses, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Then Solomon spoke. The Lord said he would dwell in the dark cloud. I have surely built you an exalted house and a place for you to dwell in forever. Then the king turned around and blessed the whole assembly of Israel while all the assembly of Israel was standing. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has fulfilled with his hands what he spoke with his mouth to my father David, saying, Since the day that I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I have chosen no city from any tribe of Israel in which to build a house, that my name might be there, nor did I choose any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. Yet I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name may be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, Whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name, you did well in that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the temple, but your son who will come from your body, he shall build the temple for my name. So the Lord has fulfilled his word which he spoke, and I have filled the position of my father David and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised. And I have built the temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And there I have put the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord which he made with the children of Israel. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, with some background notes. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, we saw the great and joyful celebration and worship that took place as the Ark of God was brought up to the newly built temple in Jerusalem and installed in the Holy of Holies. We saw in chapter 5 that Solomon chose this time of the Feast of Tabernacles as the occasion to install the Ark and dedicate the temple. It was during this time of the Feast of Tabernacles that King Solomon not only offered innumerable sacrifices to the Lord, but as the King of Israel, he addressed the nation and then prayed for the nation. That address and prayer is here in 2 Chronicles chapter 6. And it brings us to our doctrinal or teaching points for this chapter. Doctrinal point number one. There are spiritual lessons in Solomon's address to the nation. There are spiritual lessons in Solomon's address to the nation. In verses 1 and 2, we certainly have a spiritual lesson in the relationship between God and his people. People cannot come to God in any way they choose. They will not find him. He is hidden as if behind thick and dark clouds. But God is willing to come to people if they are willing to approach him in the right way. Remember, the cloud of God's presence was dark to the Egyptians, but it was light to God's people. In verses 4 through 10, we have the spiritual lesson that God fulfills his promises. Verse 10, So the Lord has fulfilled his word which he spoke, and I have filled the position of my father David and sit on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised. Solomon is specifically speaking of the Davidic covenant here. When God brought his people out of Egypt, Jerusalem had not yet been named as the holy city. Nor had the fact that the Lord's house would be built in Jerusalem been revealed. Nor had the chosen line of David yet been revealed as God's chosen line of kings, as we read here in verse 5. But now these choices of God had been revealed, as we see in verse 6. And with Solomon, the promises of the Davidic covenant were already starting to be fulfilled. They will be completely fulfilled when the greater son of David and Solomon, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, will reign from the Davidic throne that will be reestablished in Jerusalem. There are spiritual lessons in Solomon's address to the nation. Doctrinal point number two. There are spiritual lessons in Solomon's prayer for the nation. There are spiritual lessons in Solomon's prayer for the nation. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high. and had set it in the midst of the court, and he stood on it, knelt down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven. In verses 14 and 15, we see that Solomon began his prayer for the nation with praise and worship for God, always the right way to begin every formal prayer. Verses 14 and 15, and Solomon said, "Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their hearts. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father." In verses 16 and 17, Solomon reminded the Lord of his covenant with David and requested that the Lord would continue to confirm his word. Let's read those verses, verses 16 and 17. "Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, 'You shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel.' And now, O Lord God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David." In verses 18 through 21, Solomon requests that the Lord hear his prayer and forgive his chosen people. But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple which I have built. Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you. And may you hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive." You know that based on verse 21 here, Orthodox Jews around the world continue to pray toward Jerusalem. Remember, Daniel prayed toward Jerusalem as a captive in Babylon. Did the Lord hear Solomon's prayer? Look at verse 12 of chapter 7. "Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, 'I have heard your prayer.'" The Lord hears and answers our prayers as well. Certainly a lesson for us from this passage. Now in verses 22 through 39 of 2 Chronicles chapter 6, Solomon mentioned seven specific situations in his prayer and requested that the Lord hear and intervene with justice and forgiveness. The seven petitions are quite straightforward and easy to understand. Listen closely as I read. Petition number one in verses 22 and 23. "If anyone sins against his neighbor and is forced to take an oath and comes and takes an oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act and judge your servants, bringing retribution on the wicked by bringing his way on his own head and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness." Petition number two, verses 24 and 25. "Or if your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and return and confess your name, and pray and make supplication before you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you gave to them and their fathers." Petition number three, verses 26 and 27. "When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, when they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from their sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk and send rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance." Petition number four, verses 28 through 31. "When there is famine in the land, pestilence or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, when their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive, and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know the hearts of the sons of men." Petition number five, verses 32 and 33. "Moreover, concerning a foreigner who is not of your people Israel, but has come from a far country for the sake of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray in this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, that all peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you as do your people Israel." Petition number 6, verses 34 and 35. When your people go out to battle against their enemies, wherever you send them, and when they pray to you toward this city which you have chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. And finally, petition number 7, in verses 36 through 39. When they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, and they take them captive to a land far or near, yet when they come to themselves in the land where they were carried captive and repent, and when they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity where they have been carried captive and pray toward their land which you gave to their fathers, the city which you have chosen, and toward the temple which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause and forgive your people who have sinned against you. So there we have 7 prayer requests with this spiritual lesson that the Lord not only hears our prayers, but intervenes with justice and forgiveness. Do you believe that? That the Lord hears our prayers and intervenes with justice and forgiveness? Our problem is that we don't pray enough for our families and fellowships and nation. In verses 40 through 42, we have the conclusion of Solomon's prayer. Let's read those verses. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 40 through 42. Now, my God, I pray, let your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to the prayer made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, to your resting place, you in the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember the mercies of your servant David. Verses 41 and 42 are quoted from Psalm 132. To quote scripture in our prayers is certainly proper, and another spiritual lesson from this prayer. There are spiritual lessons in Solomon's prayer for the nation. Now, what about practical application? Never forget that the foundation for our prayers is the cross. Never forget that the foundation for our prayers is the cross. Did you notice something interesting about the bronze platform that Solomon prayed from? This bronze platform is the same size as the altar that was built for the tabernacle, according to Exodus chapter 27 and verse 1. It's as if the former bronze altar now becomes the bronze foundation and platform for Solomon's prayer for the nation. Perhaps this is an over-spiritualized interpretation of the text, but it certainly is a biblical truth. And the brazen altar for sacrifice, we know, represents the cross where our Lord was crucified. The cross and the finished work of Christ is the only basis and foundation and platform for our prayers. Without the finished work of Christ on the cross, we would still be in our sins with no hope of having our prayers answered. Never forget that the foundation for our prayers is the cross.